Hi, everyone. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday season so far. Today's devotional comes from Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 to 25. That's Isaiah 65, verses 17 to 25. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Amen. Amen. So this passage, which was written centuries before Christ, paints a picture of a world radically changed by a new thing that Yahweh will do. God promises to do a new thing. He promises to create new heavens and a new earth. Originally, this was written to encourage the post-exilic Jewish community. They were home, finally, but home wasn't heaven, not by a long shot. They needed hope that it would get better. But we know that this was a prophetic word of hope, not just for the Israelites of that time, but for us today because of Jesus. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13 that heaven and earth will pass away, and Revelation 21 tells us that it will be replaced by the new heavens and new earth when Jesus Christ returns. And so this hope of a restored paradise has already come through Jesus, but it has yet to come in full until Christ returns. The God who created that universe out of nothing will create a new universe, a new heaven and a new earth, in place of the old one ruined by sin and evil. It will be so good that people won't remember the former things. Instead, people will simply rejoice forever in what God will create. It won't be a mere earthly and temporary joy, but it will be an everlasting joy, a joy that lasts forever. And in saying that, Isaiah alludes to the new heavens and earth that will go on forever. But what will it be like? What will this new heaven and new earth really look like? Well, verse 17 tells us that the former things will not be remembered. The new heavens and new earth will be missing the former things. And so what are these former things? Well, at the time, there were troubles that the Jewish people faced. They had experienced the destruction of Jerusalem, the city of God, the center of their social, political, and most of all, religious life. Even rebuilt, it was a shadow of its former self. Even re-inhabited, it was a place in which weeping and crying filled the air. God had once forsaken his own city, and it seemed that he still wasn't there as he had been before. But in the new heavens and new earth, God will dwell in the midst of his people as he had back in the garden. And to symbolize that, God says, I will create Jerusalem to be a joy and her people to be a gladness. After centuries of conflict during which God was often angry with his people and even sent them away from the city, God will love his people with pure joy and delight. And because of that unconditional love and approval, the sound of weeping and crying will be heard in it no more. Then Isaiah goes on to describe what things will what things will exist no more. No more infant mortality or the premature loss of a grandparent, and no more futility in work or at home. Instead of endless futile labor by the sweat of your brow in the midst of thorns and thistles, your life will be endlessly, increasingly fruitful as you enjoy the works of your hands and minds. And so many of the former things that make life sad and difficult will be no more in the new heaven and new earth. God promises a recreated Jerusalem as a promise that God will dwell among his people in the new heaven and earth as symbolized by Jerusalem. And then in verse 23, we receive a reason for why God promises to do this. It's so that the people and their descendants will be blessed by God. After centuries of living with the curses of Genesis and the wrath of God against their covenant unfaithfulness, Yahweh will once again and forever bless his people. Here is a dramatic reversal of history. Paradise regained, the world recreated, because God has done, is doing, and will do a new thing. So often we lack the holy imagination to let our souls be captivated by the promise of the new heavens and new earth. But I invite you today to imagine, according to God's word and the help of the Holy Spirit, to imagine a new world where there is complete shalom, a complete restoration of peace on earth. In that new Jerusalem, on God's holy mountain, there will be no more sin, no more sorrow, no more futility, no more harming or destroying. It says in verse 25 that the wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. This will be a paradise, a place where oppressor and the oppressed can dwell together in harmony and peace. It's a place where the seemingly opposed people groups and societies can come together under the reign of God with his peace. Countries like Russia and Ukraine, they can dwell in peace in this new heaven and new earth. This will be a place where there will be no more. No more sorrow, no more sin, no more futility, harming, or destroying, or suffering. No more weeping and crying. This will be a place where we can live in complete shalom under the presence of God. This new heaven and new earth will come, and this will happen. And so let's wait eagerly, longing for that day, by living for Christ today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your promise. Lord, a promise, Lord, of a new paradise, a recreated paradise, and the new heavens and new earth, the new Jerusalem, O Lord, where you will dwell with us and we will dwell with you. And so, Lord, we receive this prophetic word of hope today, when we want to fix our eyes upon you, Jesus. And Lord, even though the fullness of your kingdom won't be revealed until the day that Christ returns, God, we want to continue to pray and intercede for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven, that we might see a renewed and restored earth where your peace and your shalom can fill all areas where there is discouragement and darkness and hopelessness. God, would you use us as vessels of hope, vessels, Lord, of good news. Help us, Lord, to do this, not only when we're back from the holiday season, but even now, when we're home with our families and friends, when we're in the workplace with fewer colleagues because of the holiday season. Help us, Lord, to be the salt and light even to these people. Use us, O God, that we might be a people who can bring more people into the new heaven and new earth by your grace. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us in our daily devotionals, and let's continue to wait eagerly for that day by living for Jesus Christ today. Have a great day.